Welcome to Moolah Matters with Ina. The latest survey by Debt Rescue reveals that not being able to put money away at the end of each month is the biggest concern weighing on the minds of South Africans, with a massive 67% of people citing this as their biggest challenge when it comes to saving, although that is unsurprising due to the escalating cost of living. The survey shows 46% of respondents single out insufficient income to cover basic necessities as their biggest challenge. However, it is encouraging that the majority of respondents recognize how vital it is right now to have a nest egg of some kind and are actively looking for ways to improve their savings habits. And although 61% deemed saving extremely important, only 16% can save with every paycheck, and 50% of the respondents saved less than 5% of their income. The survey results also showed that 43% of respondents considered or have already started cutting down on non-essential expenses to find some way of putting money away for an emergency fund, with 49% saying this is their primary savings goal. The majority, which was 91%, are actively trying to improve their saving habits. Today, we chat to Annelien van der Poel, COO of Debt Rescue, about how bad the situation for the majority of consumers is and what you can do to get out of the financial hole where most South African consumers find themselves. Welcome, Annelien.
Hi, Inan. Thank you so much for having me.
Annelien, what are the main drivers of the financial pressure on South African consumers?
I think we can bring it down to the two biggest factors that have really impacted consumers. If we simplify our budgets into the absolute most basic form, apart obviously from income, and we split it into one column where we say expenses. So this would be your rent, your school fees, transport, food, etc. And on the other side, you put your debt column. So this would be your credit cards and vehicle and personal loans, etc. Both sides of the equation here have been impacted. Inflation has affected our living expenses because obviously inflation has been sitting at all-time highs for a very long period of time, which means our cost of living has gone up. And we know that the Reserve Bank's method to deal with inflation is to increase interest rates, which means the other side of our budget has been affected because our debt has increased as well. So for the average consumer, the most of us tend to live to the maximum of our means, and it means that there is very, very little room for maneuver.
How does it affect them?
Well, it's affecting them very, very negatively because we tend to live to the maximum of our means, as I mentioned. You know, we reward ourselves when we get increases and we adjust our lifestyles accordingly. And realistically speaking, some of these expenses, you know, there's very little we can do about them. Electricity costs have gone up. Fuel prices have gone up. It affects our transport. So as much as we try and cut down, we can't always. And obviously the debt side of things, when the interest rates go up, there's nothing we can do. The repayments go up accordingly. So it's a very, very negative effect. And what's concerning to us is the things that we are seeing that some of the measures consumers are taking, which includes, for example, skipping meals. They are cutting down on quality ingredients or cheaper ingredients, which aren't always that nutritious. So it's having a very, very dire effect.
Can they weather the storm?
Well, I tend to try and move away from the B word of budgeting because I know most people hate that word and it's not something that most of us approach very positively. But realistically speaking, we need to plan. More than ever, we really, really need to plan where every single cent we have goes. We need to look at how we shop, where we shop, looking for discounts. You know, for example, those weekly community papers, they are fantastic. When you have done your planning and you know what you need to buy, buying them as smartly as possible, and really distinguishing between those wants and needs. If something is a want and you don't have money for it, that it has to be put to the side for now. Planning is really critical for us at the moment.
And how do you go about planning?
Well, I think the most important thing that you have to do is you start with a couple of months' worth of bank statements, and you have to be very realistic and honest with yourself here. It's all good and well we say we need X a month for food, but if that is not what you're spending and you've done what you needed to do, be realistic about what you are spending on food. And the same goes with all your other expenses. Make sure that what you put out there when you start doing your calculations are true and real. Then it starts giving you that opportunity to say, okay, where are my opportunities? Perhaps I'm not buying smart. Perhaps I'm sitting with insurance that I need to review and maybe see if I can get better, better or cheaper insurance, et cetera. But you can only do that by starting to put pen to paper, or if you're good with spreadsheets, put it on a spreadsheet, but really start getting a visual picture and then find those opportunities of where you can make those changes.
What role does credit play in the dire situation of consumers?
Unfortunately, we know some of our major credit providers have given us some statistics over the last couple of months. One of our big banks have told us that a large percentage of their consumers do not have money left 5 days after their salaries have come into their bank accounts, which means they are turning to credit for the rest of the month, most likely to put food on the table, quite literally. And we know that people have access to credit cards and store cards, and a lot of them are taking what we refer to as payday loans. In other words, once you've run out of money, you take out a short-term loan to pay it back at the end of the month. So consumers are sitting in a debt spiral right now where every single month they have to take out probably more than they did the previous month just to try and get by. So credit is important in any economy, but it's the usage and the manner in which the credit gets used that is so critical.
Is unsecured debt a major problem?
Definitely. Because consumers have very little other options at this point, for example, to put food on the table, they will look at items like their store cards, their credit cards, or personal loans, short-term loans, especially to see them through the month because they have no alternate means. And therefore, we do see quite a big increase in unsecured debt being taken up.
And secured debt?
Very much so. If we look at, for example, a lot of people would have, looked at purchasing assets, home loans, vehicles, because we were benefiting from the very, very low interest rates post the pandemic. But since it's gone up, most people don't tend to factor in what would 3, 4, 5% increases do to those monthly installments. And we've seen the impact of that, on a bond repayment. A 2, 3, 4, 5% increase over a period of a year makes a massive difference. And because generally your asset repayments are the higher installment items in any case, the impact is therefore so much greater.
And salaries didn't keep up with that.
Not at all, unfortunately. I think these days, most companies are just too happy to still have their doors open after the impact that the pandemic has had on this country.
And Aline, what can consumers do to get rid of their debts?
Well, I think the most important thing is to start with that planning, have a realistic look at where you can make changes to your budget, and try and, if you still have the ability in your budget to set money aside, start tackling the smaller debts, for example. They generally are also the ones with the higher interest, and pay them off faster than what your agreed term is. The faster you can get rid of that debt, you're saving on the interest portion of it. So if you can pay more, do that. And then obviously, apply that as one pays off, use that money and apply it to the rest. Don't put that money back in your pocket if you've got more debt. Get rid of the debt as quickly as possible before you really start looking at savings, because obviously savings interest rates are not as high as debt interest rates. So rather try and get rid of the debt and then you have more money to eventually put towards savings. But realistically speaking, we know many consumers are not in that position. Our survey has showed us that consumers are literally struggling to put food on the table, never mind, worrying about savings, etc. So we urge consumers, if you are finding yourself in a position where you've made all these changes, look towards debt counseling. Debt counseling is part of the National Credit Act. It's a legal protection method to assist over-indebted consumers. It gives them that opportunity to cover their living expenses as well as still honor their debt repayments. At a lower monthly repayment amount, albeit over a longer period of time, but not getting stuck in a debt spiral where you're taking on debt to cover the debt that you already have.
And Aline, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I do appreciate it.